we were living in the British occupied zone, and we were dominated by English and American radio, basically. And we had to find our own identity. So we had this famous German movie artist, Rainer Werner Fassbinder, director, and he did the movie to the Bundesrepublik, Josef Beuys making the art. And we felt we should make a statement how this Bundesrepublik, this Deutschland, would sound. We were listening to Stockhausen. He's one of the biggest influences.
I also think that Kraftwerk made very interesting music. The drive for unusual forms and surprise. So this aspect of openness, of the young character, is what I like.
Ja, Kraftwerk är ju den stora inspiratören för min del, så att säga, som bara får lov att bli en inspiratör, för man kan aldrig göra om det de har gjort liksom, en gång till, men man kan vinka lite till dem ibland, och sen ibland kan man bara ha dem i hjärtat.
I love Kraftwerk. I mean, certainly some of Kraftwerk's albums are some of my all-time favorite albums, you know, like Man Machine and Computer World. I think those are remarkable, wonderful records.
They found the way to make musical machines, and actually were proud of it. They won't try to hide it. I think Kraftwerk's music is very cold, but it's also very, very warm. And I think they reached a very interesting balance that hadn't been reached before between the two.
Have you tried to contact them anyway?
I have, through the record company. I don't know how...
And what did they tell you?
They didn't tell me anything. They didn't give an answer.
I thought so. My friend asked me today, why does he not ask Ralf and Florian? I said, he won't get in contact to them.
They are still working in Kling Klang Studio.
Yes, I'm sure. At the moment, they are pretty often in the studio. I sometimes see them from the distance when I come through the Graf Adolf Straße on the Mintrop Platz. And friends of mine tell me sometimes that there is something going on.
How do you contact into the studio?
You can't. You can't. There is any ring from them with no name is to ring inside, but they have always video watched.
The Kling Klang Studio in Düsseldorf, close to the railway station. We met. We made jokes. Who has the best joke today? And we met during the afternoon, like maybe 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It gets late. It got later and later and later after.
What I didn't like all these years, that we always met late and worked until the early morning, you know, because I'm a day man, not a night man.
So Ralf was the person you had to adjust yourself to. He was the leader.
Absolutely. Even if they always tell it's Ralf and Florian, but I think Ralf is the most intellectual one, and he had the last word mostly. Melody making, lyric making, and theme finding, that was mostly Ralf and Florian. He was mostly into the technical things, absolutely. He brought the first vocoder into our studio. It was a military device. And Karl, later, he was more and more slowly involved into music and melody making as well. And I had two fields, drumming and design making. I made most of the stage sets and the devices.